KANW New Mexico Close Up. I'm Tom Trowbridge. The Society for Science and the Public is best known for its world-class science competitions. Maya Ajmera, President and CEO of the Society for Science and the Public and publisher of Science News, says for 77 years it has been creating events like the Science Talent Search and the International Science and Engineering Fair. But Ajmera notes those are for high school students.
But, you know, we believe that at the middle school ages, where kids are really starting to explore, to think, to use their creativity in really magical ways, and we felt that creating a STEM competition for middle school students was absolutely critical. And so Broadcom Foundation became the sponsor of our middle school STEM competitions, and this is now in its 10th year, and we're really, really excited by the fact that this has now become the most powerful competition, but talent pipeline for middle school students to do science projects, science and engineering projects, to solve, you know, to really understand and solve the world's most intractable problems.
Ajmera says this year, about 2,500 students nominated by science fair directors emerged for the finals competitions.
And of those, we had 300 of the top middle school scientists and engineers in the country. And we culled that down to 30 finalists.
Again, this is for the top prize in the Broadcom Masters, the nation's premier STEM competition for middle school students. Tomorrow, we'll hear from the New Mexico winner of the prize and the $25,000 that comes with it. Tom Trowbridge, KANW News.